This is Northeastern Conference High School Basketball, and tonight we're live in Danvers for the Peabody at Danvers boys basketball game. For Peabody High School, this is game number one for them this year under Coach Thad Broughton. 13-8 a year ago, they lost in the first round of the MIAA playoffs, but they're back tonight to start the 2017-18 season. But they've lost a lot. So many players graduating off of last year's team. And in just a moment, we'll talk with Coach Thad Broughton of Peabody High School about his team and his starting lineup for tonight's game. As for Danvers, they have a new coach, Chris Timpson, in his first year, taking over a team that finished 3-17 a year ago, and they're off to an 0-2 start this year. They lost to Linfield and Salem on the road. Tonight is their first home game, and so they are looking forward to it. Neither one of these two teams are loaded with height, so it's kind of going to be a guard-oriented basketball game tonight. Peabody and Danvers, it's live tonight on MSONewsSports.com. Stay with us.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Thad Broughton, boys basketball coach at Peabody High School. And Thad, this game tonight is your first game. You have not played so far this year. So is that a good thing or a bad thing, knowing that Danvers has already played?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of our first game, we're going to be interested to see what we look like, because we've been practicing for a few weeks now, and our guys are ready to get out there and to play against, you know, another team, real competition. And, you know, Danvers is always a good game playing these guys, so we're looking forward to it.
Now, as far as your team, you've lost a lot. You lost a lot from last team. You're very young, and really only a couple of guys with experience, right, coming back?
Yeah, I mean, the two guys we have back that have played varsity minutes are Jake Irvine and Chris Canella. But other than that, we graduated everybody, so it's going to be a brand new squad for us. We got a lot of guys from the JV, but we also have some guys, you know, a kid like AV Hernandez, who is playing his first year as a senior. So we're going to be brand new, and it's going to be a challenge. But like I told the guys, you know, let's see who can rise to the challenge, and let's go out there and have some fun, because I don't think too many people expect a whole lot from us. So I think you know, it's a good challenge in front of these kids.
If you were to look at your team as far as strengths and weaknesses, just in general senses, what would be a strength of your team in, you know, ball handling, rebounding? I know you're not huge either, but what would be a strength and what would be a concern right now?
Yeah, this is the smallest team that I've had. We don't have a guy over 6'1", so we're going to be more guard-oriented this year, you know, than we were, you know, say last year, where we had a couple of guys that, you know, were good forwards for us. So we... our biggest challenge is going to be, you know, when we get into the NEC schedule and night in and night out, we're playing, you know, teams with some big forwards, is can we rebound and can we, you know, hang with those bigger kids?
It's going to be a tough division. It's going to be a very tough division, Coach.
NEC is always a lot of fun. Every single night is a game, and a lot of these kids know each other. They've grown up playing against each other, so it's fun. It's fun. It's local teams, and certainly with the new teams that are in the mix from the GBL, it'll be even more competitive.
All right, Thad, maybe you could run down the Peabody starting lineup for us tonight. Tell us who's starting and their roles with the team.
Yeah, sure. We got point guard Jake Gustin. He's a senior, tough kid, very good baseball player. Marcus Barker, same exact thing. Was hurt all of last year, so this is his his first game back in a long time. He'll be at the shooting guard. Jake Irvine is another guard. He's kind of like a guard-forward combo. Played great for us off the bench last year. Chris Cannella is our lone starter back. Another guard. Good shooter. Good rebounder. Can take it to the hoop. So we're expecting big things from him. And then our forward is Mike Tanzi. He's about 6'1", and he's going to be our guy down low.
Coach, good talking with you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Good seeing you again this year. Thad Broughton, the boys basketball coach at Peabody High School. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. We're joined by Chris Timpson, head boys basketball coach at Danvers High School in his first year, third game of the year here, playing host to Peabody. Tanner's playing their first game, Chris. Maybe an advantage?
Yeah, I think so. It's always good to get a team on their first night. It's a different feeling. You know, you practice every single day, and then you finally get a game. They might not be up to game speed yet, so hopefully our first two games will give us an advantage of that, and we can take advantage of it.
Well, I like the optimism. Tell me about the first two games. I know it's been an 0-2 start for Danvers this year, but what are some of the things you're taking away from those games?
I mean, we're just playing hard. Every game we compete. I mean, the scores at the end don't really reflect how the game's been. Salem, we played 22-20 at halftime, so we were in the game. We just made some mental mistakes in the third quarter, and that really hurt us. But as far as I know, we've taken charges. We're playing tough. We're playing the right way, and we're just building on that. We just need to find a way to put the ball in the hoop, and that's the most important thing in basketball. So we need to find that.
And Salem's a tough matchup for you guys.
Yeah, Salem's always tough. They play great at their place. So, I mean, it's a tough place to go in and play, especially a tough place to win, too. So,
if you were to single out a performer or two on your team, obviously Taj Coakley probably coming back with the most experience. Does that sound right, or am I wrong?
Yeah, him and Justin Roberto are two guys that, you know, we've been looking forward to taking leadership roles this year. Justin's been a little bit slow, but he's getting back into it every single day, and we're looking for him to really stop breaking out and give us some offense.
If you were to look at your team and say, I have a strength and a weakness. Obviously, height may be a weakness or a concern, but what would be a strength or two of your team, what you've seen so far?
The strength is we're playing together. I think when we come down, we're really stressing to play defense, and we've done a pretty good job. I mean, we held Salem to 56 points the other night, and they're a high-scoring team. So, I mean, that was one of the bright spots that we took out of the game the other night, is that we really defended, and we out-rebounded them last week. So that's one thing that a lot of people didn't realize is, we were in there. We just couldn't put the ball in the hoop.
Yeah. Good points. All right, Chris, tell us about your Danvers starting lineup tonight here against Peabody.
So our point guard is Justin Roberto. He's a returning NEC All-Star from last year. I mean, we're still trying to find him to find his identity this year. I think he's been a little bit passive, and I'm trying to get him, in the into the scoring role and telling him, you know, you have the green light to do whatever you want and we need you to score. So, I mean, I'm waiting for him to really have a breakout game, and I think that will help us with our season. Kyle White's our starting two guard. I'm looking at him to be more of a scorer, too. I mean, they're all a little bit passive. They weren't really scorers last year, so this year we're trying to let them be scorers. So they're playing a little bit, you know, timid right now, and we need them to really start focusing and being aggressive on offense. But Kyle has been a great defender the last two games. We put him on the best two players on the last two teams we played, so he's doing a good job. Our three-man is Teddy Valancourt. He's given us some pretty good offense. The first game he had about 14 points. You know, it was pretty aggressive. Second game he kind of fell away, but, I mean, every night we just need a different kid stepping up. But he's been doing a pretty good job. Justin, who else do we have? Jonathan Weimert, he's our four-man. He's been playing great. He's the guy that sacrifices his body. He's taken probably four charges already this year. That's more than most teams take in a year. So, I mean, he's a bright spot. He's been playing really well. I mean, it's taken him a little bit to learn our offense, but the last two games he's really stepped up, and he's really helping us out. And Taj Coakley, obviously everybody knows from football. I mean, he's just getting his basketball legs underneath him right now, but he's doing a good job. He's staying focused. Against Salem, he had a little bit of spurts that didn't go his way, but we're pushing through that with him.
He's not shy either, is he?
No, he's not. No. So we need to just make sure that he focuses on himself and not, you know, not to the crowd and not the other things. But he's been doing a great job. He's been really focusing, and we just need him to step up and be a little bit of a leader and bring us a little bit more offense.
So in a way, just to follow up on him a little bit, is that even though he's your five, he's not your classic five for sure.
We play five guards. And honestly, in high school, you can get away with that. So, I mean, we do lack the height, but these kids are really stressing the importance of playing defense and boxing out. So it's the little things that I preach every single day in practice, which is going to make us successful.
Chris, any other thoughts about your team or this game tonight?
No, we're just excited to be home. I mean, we played two road games. So, I mean, the kids are looking forward to playing in front of their fans, and hopefully that'll give us some energy, and we'll be able to build on that and hopefully jump out and take an advantage tonight.
All right, Chris, good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Chris Stimson, boys basketball coach at Danvers High School, here with us on MSO News Sports. We're back with more right after this.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com.
Welcome back to Danvers. I'm Bill Newell here courtside for tonight's Peabody-Danvers boys basketball matchup. Peabody again coming in from last year's 13-8 record. Game one of the year for them. Danvers 3-17 a year ago. They're off to an 0-2 start. We're brought to you in part tonight by the Gloucester House Restaurant. They have some big news to share. Their Sunday brunch is back. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also, check out fabulous Fridays. Each Friday, check out their Friday specials. The Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester. Also at GloucesterHouse.com. You heard the starting lineups just a moment ago from both coaches, Peabody's Thad Broughton and Chris Timpson from Danvers High School here on MSONewsSports.com. The jump, it will be Peabody's Mike Tansey jumping for the Tanners against Taj Coakley of Danvers High School. It would have been Tansey from Peabody High School. Coakley to jump, and we're at one end of the court, and the ball is tipped into the backcourt, saved by the Falcons, as they will have possession to get tonight's game underway, and we are underway. Hopefully during the broadcast tonight, we're going to check in with AD Andy St. Pierre from Danvers High School, and also girls basketball coach Pat Ballou. They had a win last night against Peabody in the girls matchup. They played last night. So we're just underway. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night for North Shore High School basketball here on MSO News Sports. Right now, Danvers working it around the perimeter. Coakley comes in to the right baseline. A little jump shot, a little bump. Doesn't go. A little too hard. And the rebound is pulled down by the Tanners. And up court comes Jake Gustin to the right side. The ball is tipped out into the corner. Here's a take from the right corner off to the left corner. A jumper from the three-point land out on the left wing. Doesn't go by Chris Canella. And it is Danvers on the rebound, and they start back up court. Just a little bit of less than a minute underway here. No score here between these two teams, Danvers and Peabody. Danvers basketball working it left side. It is Valancourt. Teddy Valancourt, pass to the paint, are broken up. Here come the Tanners back. A take to the basket, a strong layup, doesn't go. The rebound offensively put up and around and out. Another miss for the Tanners. They scramble in the paint, can't get the basketball, but Taj Coakley does. And they turn it back the other way. Tansy and Gustin with shots there for Peabody on that last exchange. Little over a minute gone by, first quarter. Danvers, Kyle White with a dribble outside, off on the right wing side for Roberto. Bounce pass down right baseline. They go now cross court left side into the corner. A three attempt, no, from the left corner, doesn't go off the fingertips of Jonathan Weimert. Ball tipped to the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a Peabody basketball, and they'll start back, heading all the way up court from the far end. Now Taj Coakley, having trouble with the knee brace, comes to the sideline and tosses it to the bench. Right knee is underneath that knee brace. The black knee brace with some tape. 6:20 to go. First quarter. Scoreless basketball game between these two teams. Defenses. Both teams worked hard defensively, I think. Good, hardworking defensive teams. Peabody works it around the perimeter with it. Barker to the right wing. Bounce pass back up to Barker up high. Two hands over his head. Neither one of these two teams with a lot of height. Right corner basket by Canella doesn't go. From about 15. Rebound Coakley of Danvers. Up court, into the paint, fading right side, he's fouled. Fouled on the floor. It'll be a Peabody basketball underneath. I think that's Barker with the first personal foul in tonight's game. Inbounds pass is tipped away by the Tanners, and they get it back. Nice tip there. Return pass off to Barker, who tipped it, lost it. Down court, steal. Yeba, I checked that up. It is Gustin for Peabody intercepting the downcourt pass by Danvers, and the Tanners set back up offensively. A little over 2 minutes gone by, first quarter here, scoreless basketball game. Peabody spin paint off to the right wing, a three from the wing doesn't go off the fingertips of Irvine, and it is a Coakley rebound for Danvers High School. 5.5 minutes to play, first quarter. No score here. Peabody and Danvers. Danvers basketball off on the right wing. Roberto kicks it right, then back to the left, down low. Take, here's Weimert coming in along the left baseline. He goes up underneath the basket. The shoot box, the basket does not fall for him, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. So he'll go to the line for two shots. That foul is on Tansy, his first, team's second foul. And Roberto at the line, or Weimert rather, at the line for Danvers. Free throws no good. Boy, it's not that cold in here. It's very comfortable in here tonight. But the shooting is cold here early going. Almost 3 minutes gone by without any points. Weimert will have a second free throw here. To the basket to our far end. That's good. So there are our first points of the night. 1-0 our score. Danvers is leading over Peabody. Danvers, the students are right behind us here. Little shout out there. Irvine. Left side, off in the middle. Here's a strong take to the basket by Gustin, weaving down the paint, straight down and laying it in for 2 points. Peabody by one, down court ball tipped out of bounds. Off of Danvers, it'll be a Peabody basketball coming back the other way. Thad Broughton, head coach at Peabody High School, and Chris Timpson in his first year as head coach at Danvers. Danvers with the home white uniforms, blue numerals, dark blue Peabody uniforms. Coakley setting up left side ball defensively for the Falcons. Peabody basketball, Irvine left side. Back up top for Canella to Irvine. Swinging to the foul line, down the paint, kicks it out of the right corner. A three ball, no, off the fingertips of Jake Gustin. Rebound Danvers. Up court Falcons, 2-1. Peabody leads. Danvers with a take, left baseline, shot doesn't go. The rebound put up and in by Weimert. He has the 2 points and he drew a foul. So Weimert has all three of Danvers' points and he'll go to the line looking for his fourth point of the night. Substitution, Coakley checking out of the game for Danvers, and coming into the game is Teddy Valancourt back into the game. Peabody makes a substitution as well. First quarter here in Danvers. Free throw, Weimert doesn't go. Rebound is a Peabody basketball along the right baseline. Jake Gustin, check that. That is Avian Hernandez into the game with that rebound. Tanner's right of the lane, kicking it back out for Irvine, a three. No, on the right wing, doesn't go. Rebound stolen by Hernandez. Take to the basket. It's on the rim. It falls short. Falling off the front of the rim. Rebound Danvers. Up court Falcons. Roberto, left side. And he draws a foul. Justin Roberto, NEC All-Star a year ago. Foul is on the floor. It'll be a Danvers basketball on the sidelines with 3:50 to play first quarter. 3-2 the score. Danvers is leading over Peabody here. Boys basketball. Roberto, left wing. Guarded very tightly there. Now the man free down low, takes a pass right of the block, put a shot up, does Valancourt. It doesn't go, but he draws a foul, and he'll go to the line for two shots. Congratulations again to the Danvers girls soccer team for winning that state title this past fall out at Fitchburg. Free throw is in the air and good by Valancourt. He'll get another out of the game for Peabody as Mike Tansey. Into the game, Tyler Callahan, I believe. 3:33 to go, first quarter. 4-2 Danvers. Free throw is in the air. That is good. 2-3 throws by Valancourt. And it is Danvers leading by the three. 5-2, first quarter. Peabody basketball. Hernandez with it outside. They kick it off on the right side for Gustin. Around the perimeter up to Hernandez. Back to Gustin in the right corner. Gustin dribbles up high to the wing. Off for Irvine. The shot doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Peabody. Player trying to go back up and in. Doesn't go. Third effort up. No! Three efforts there by Tyler Callahan. Give him credit. But they couldn't get it to go in. 3 minutes to play. First quarter. Danvers ball down court. It is Roberto with a three attempt. Doesn't go. Goes out of bounds is where it does go. And it will be a Peabody basketball as they trail 5-2 up court. On the dribble, Gustin. Looking at a zone defense by Danvers High. Hernandez back to Gustin. Right wing coming baseline. A runner off the glass. Doesn't go. Offensive foul on Gustin. This is the first game of the year for Danvers. Into the game is Armani Vallon for Danvers High School. Checking out of the game for the Falcons is Kyle White. 2:47 to play here in the first quarter. Roberto with it, double teamed in backcourt. Peabody putting a little pressure on the ball here. Falcons get it to the right corner to Vallon. Pass stolen. Peabody take to the basket, lay up and around the rim. No, there was contested. Gustin put the shot up, but it was contested. Danvers saves the ball on the sidelines. And it is Roberto starting up court, his team leading. Runner, well, kicks it out to the left corner. A three, got it! Jonathan Weimert with a three from the left corner, and a timeout is called with 2:18 to play in the first quarter. We have high school hockey coming up tomorrow night for you. It is the Lynn Jets playing at Gloucester, 7 o'clock faceoff here on MSO News Sports. Then back with basketball on Thursday night with Marblehead playing at Gloucester. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off from Gloucester High School, boys basketball. And then kind of slows down there for a while next week with the holidays and so on. A lot of tournament action and stuff going on around the North Shore. But we will have a bunch of games for you next week as well here on MSO News Sports. Joining us here is Andy St. Pierre, the AD here at Danvers High School. Andy, welcome to winter.
Yeah, same to you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming over here tonight.
Yeah, great to see you here. Well, I know the girls had a nice win last night over in Peabody. As I hear they have some height on the girls' basketball team this year.
They do have some height. I'm looking at their coaches over there taking in the boys' game, too. They look focused, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the girls, they're 2-0. They're playing hard. They got a lot of girls back, a lot of experience on that team, so I think they can compete with anyone in our league right now, so we're excited for them.
Any other news feeding off of the state championship girls soccer team from a month or so ago?
Yeah, we had an awesome fall, as a lot of people know, and you know we're really grateful here. And we capped it off with that girls soccer state title, which was phenomenal. So they're on their sort of victory tour right now, and the town halls honored them, and the school committees honored them, and we're going to have a banner raising ceremony here in a month or so for them. And you know, just celebrate what a great season it was.
We got a three by Chris Canella, Peabody High School. And it is now 7-5, Danvers leading. They steal, coming right back on the attack. A two-on-one and a drive and a blocking foul. And I think we'll have shots here coming up with a minute 54 to go first quarter. Yeah, two shots coming up here. Going to the free throw line will be Marcus Barker. Hurt all of last year. He's a senior, but he's back playing this year. Boys are 0-2 here coming into tonight's game. Barker misses the first free throw for Peabody. He'll have another.
Yeah, the efforts for our guys, the efforts there, and that's good to see. You know, third coach in 3 years, that's tough. You know, so they're still trying to figure each other out.
Yeah, and it sounds like the effort is there. Now, second miss, but the offensive rebound is put back up, and a foul. Hernandez got the boards and popped it right back up, so he draws a foul. He'll go back to the, and they'll go back to the free throw line for two more shots. Hockey team's off to a good start, too, I believe, right, Andy?
Yeah, there's high expectations for hockey. They're very competitive. They returned a lot of their scorers last year and their goalies, so they are, they're a well-conditioned team, and they got a lot of experience, and they're well-coached.
Yeah, and saw the girls, actually, there in that co-op team, right, with Beverly's.
Yep.
And they were taken down by Marblehead last weekend, but they're always very good. Free throw, first one is... Well, no good. Second one is good for Hernandez.
Yeah. Girls hockey lost a lot to graduation, a couple transfers, so they don't have quite the depth that they're used to, but they'll still be competitive, I'm sure.
Ball knocked to the sidelines, out of bounds. It'll be remaining on Danvers basketball here as they lead 7-6 here with a minute 42 to go, first quarter.
Low-scoring affair, huh?
Yeah, I think we went, first 3 minutes without a point here, right? Just about. Double team up high and a timeout called by Danvers. What else you got here? Swimming. You got a swimming event tonight, too, don't
swimming
you?
Swimming just won. They beat Malden, who I hear is very competitive.
Yes.
Swimming.
Yeah.
Swimming's 2-1, I believe, this year. So they're doing well. They're off to a good start. Yep. Track's doing well. You know, all of our teams. Wrestling, they haven't had a ton of duels yet, but they hosted a big 7-team tournament here a couple weeks ago, and, you know, they'll always be there in the end. We got Colby Holland. He's a 3-time reigning state champ wrestler for us, so he's going for number 4 this year.
Really, yeah. Yeah, what a tradition you guys have established with wrestling over here, huh?
Yeah, they already filled the banner. We got a state champion banner for him a couple of years ago, and 3 years they filled it up. Good problem to have, though, for us.
Yeah, you got to get bigger banners here.
Yeah, we've had Mark DeCiccio started the program. He was a former assistant principal here. High-level college wrestler himself, great coach, and now Tim Rich worked under him for a couple of years, and he took right over, and program really hasn't lost a beat. We're really proud of them.
Yeah. Well, any other notes to share with us here from the athletic department here in Danvers?
No, just tonight I want to thank Mike Anderson over at Drew Mortgage. He sponsored the shirts for the whiteout tonight. He gave 250 shirts to the first 250 through the gate. So that's exciting for the kids, exciting for our students and fans here. So we thank him for that.
Got a nice crowd on hand here as well tonight, so this is nice to see.
Yeah. Everyone's eager to see what the new staff brings here.
There you go. Well, Andy, great talking with you, and I know you're busy here tonight, but again, thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Andy St. Pierre, boys. Yeah, athletic director here at Danvers High School. Andy wanted to make sure I got the title right. I got the title right. I'm just kidding. Okay. Thank you. Andy St. Pierre, here's Danvers back on the attack. You haven't missed any scoring, folks. Ball loose on the floor, out of bounds. It'll be a Peabody basketball with the Tanners trailing by a point. 7-6, a minute 6 to go in the first quarter. So schools wrapping up school at the end of this week, then the vacation week next week. A lot of schools in tournament mode all of next week. League action resumes, I believe it's actually right away on January 2nd. Many of the basketball games back underway. Here's a three attempt from the left corner by Hernandez, and he hits it. He's got 4 points now. 9-7, Peabody takes a lead here in tonight's game. Little pressure by the Tanners in backcourt. Roberto, pass stolen by Hernandez. Hernandez back, weaving, spinning, kicks it out to the left corner. Back on the left block, they send it back out for a three on the left wing. Doesn't go off the fingertips of Jake Irvine. Scramble for the ball, tied up. Held ball there. Battling there was Mike Tanzi of Peabody High School. And it will be a Peabody basketball in forecourt for them in the left sidelines, but on the end line. Left on the end line near the left corner. Inbounds pass in exchange. Working there with Barker into the paint. Hernandez coming to the basket, draws a foul. Hernandez off the bench has added a little bit of energy to this Peabody offense and defense here tonight. We'll check in at some point here with Pat Ballou, the girls' basketball coach at Danvers High School. Hernandez with a free throw, misses the first one. We'll have another. Fouled in the act of shooting on his take to the basket. 24.3 seconds to play in the first quarter. Second free throw is in the air, and that is good. So Hernandez goes 1 of 2. He's 2 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. Those two free throws plus a three-point shot for the Tanners. 20 seconds to go. Danvers basketball up court. Pressure. Ball tipped around a little bit. Danvers. Peabody gets it back. Long down court pass. Hernandez going up off the glass and in. Avian Hernandez with two. 12-7. Peabody has taken a lead here. Up court. Ball bat knocked free. A long midcourt shot by the Tanners as the horn sounds ending the first quarter. At the end of one, the score, Peabody 12, Danvers 7. Here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at BradfordTavern.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Welcome back to Danvers. We're ready for the second quarter here. Peabody is leading Danvers 12-7 after a very slow, low-scoring start. On the inbounds pass from midcourt, a steal by Peabody's Jake Gustin. A take to the basket. He draws a foul, and he will go to the line for two shots. So the foul's beginning to mount up here against Danvers, but it's 5 team fouls. Peabody was 16 fouls. Two shots here for Gustin. Second quarter. Free throw is no good. He has 2 points so far in tonight's game. Coming out of the game is Kyle White. In Taj Coakley in the Danvers lineup. Second free throw is short. Rebound battle for. And it's Gustin coming away with it into the corner as they set up. Gustin up top, foul line. Kicks a pass out on the right side. Hernandez a three, doesn't go. Danvers rebound. Coakley with it off the floor. On the dribble himself up to midcourt, over midcourt to the foul line. Hook pass to the corner, tipped out of bounds by Irvine of Peabody High. Second quarter just underway here in Danvers. Boys basketball here on MSONewsSports.com. Hockey tomorrow night, Lynn Jets playing at Gloucester, 7 o'clock faceoff here on MSO. And Thursday, basketball, Marblehead playing in Gloucester, 7 o'clock tip-off. Marblehead winners last night. Danvers basketball, Yeba with it up top. Kicks a pass out in the left corner to Roberto, comes back up high off to Yeba from straight on a three, doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Danvers back up, shot blocked. And the rebound tipped around, and Peabody has it. Valancourt had that shot blocked. Here's a take to the basket. Doesn't go. The follow-up, no. And the rebound top pulled down by Coakley. Coakley trying to take charge here now. A weave to the basket. The shot is blocked. Peabody has the ball. 12-7. Downcourt Hernandez. A runner fouled. Spirited Peabody fans across the way, as they have taken a 12-7 lead in tonight's game. That was our score at the quarter, 12-7. Minute gone by at 3 seconds in the second quarter, no scoring, and Hernandez at the line. Free throw Hernandez is around and out. Hernandez has 6 points tonight. Out of the game for Peabody High School, Mike Tanzi into the game, Tyler Callahan. Hernandez at the free throw line. It's in the air. That is out. No good. Two misses there by Hernandez here. Rebound Danvers up court. It is controlled by Anthony Yeba. To the right with a pass out on the wing. Roberto back to Yeba up top. Looking around the perimeter. Pass to the paint is taken away. Or tied up, I should say. Tying it up is Jake Irvine. Got in there, stepped into the passing lane. And they tie it up. They'll have a held ball in a possession this time. I think it's going Peabody's way. It is. 6:40 to go, first half. Coming up at half, Alan LaRoche, the boys basketball coach at Ipswich High School, will be our guest on the phone line from North Shore Sports Night last night with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. Peabody basketball. Gustin with a dribble up top underneath Hernandez. Goes up, angles his way up. No offensive board. Lost it out of bounds as it was swatted away from him by Danvers. But it will be a Peabody ball. Yeah, they handed out the free shirts here tonight to the first 250. Inbounds pass goes all the way into the backcourt by Peabody. This will be a turnover. Ball was not touched by anyone. End line inbounds goes high and beyond everybody. So Danvers will have the ball, and they have the length of the court to go. 6:22 to go, first half. On the inbounds, Roberto starts it up the right side. Got a little trap going, throws it away. Out of bounds left side. Was it tipped? No. It'll be a Peabody basketball coming back this way. Tanners are up 12-7 here with 6:13 to play. First half. Peabody got off to a very slow start here tonight. Here is Gustin with a take, and they call an offensive foul on him. A violation. Coaching staff, Marty Harrington, an assistant coach here at Danvers High School, talking with Taj Coakley. 12-7, 6:05 to go. Danvers worked hard, played some teams tough here in the early going this year, but 0-2 to show for the start on the season this year. First game of the year here for Peabody. Peabody steals, down court to Hernandez, and he lays it in, and he's fouled. The steal there by Barker off to Hernandez. And Hernandez to the basket, elevated himself and drew a foul. And it's now a 14-7 Peabody lead. Foul on Vlon Danvers and Hernandez at the free throw line for another free throw here tonight. And this one is no good. Rebound Danvers. Valancourt, Teddy Valancourt with the rebound. Off it goes for White, Kyle White. His pass into the corner to Roberto. Down to Valancourt, right of the lane, traveling. Started out promising here for the Falcons here tonight, but then it's since that time, they have struggled a bit. Peabody leading 14-7, 5.5 to go, first half. Peabody basketball in forecourt. Barker, left corner, back up top to Gustin. Working there with Irvine to Gustin. Off on the right side, for rolling it down right corner. Hernandez, a three from the corner, air ball. But it's a rebound by Barker out in the corner, off the floor. Tanner's to the paint, no. Ball lost. Here's Coakley back, picking it up. Strong take to the basket. Out of bounds. The ball was deflected by a Tanner defender off of Coakley and out of bounds. And it will remain, or it will go back to Peabody. They're up 14-7. Don't forget North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. I think they might be off for a couple of weeks here with the holidays. Here's a take off the from the left baseline. No shot in the paint, though. They kick it back out on the right side for Irvine. A shot doesn't go. Rebound Danvers. Long down court pass on the right side. Roberto pulls it in, comes to the paint, kicks it back off now to Coakley. His cross-court pass into the corner to Roberto. Back up top for White. And off to Coakley. A take and a weave to the basket. Doesn't go. Oh, he was in. And he just couldn't finish it off. Offensive board, though, for Danvers, and Roberto has it out in the corner. Comes up top with a dribble, resets, 22 on the shot clock. Roberto weaves his way from the left wing, now into the paint, kicks it off underneath for a layup and in. Put in there by Teddy Valancourt. Valancourt now with 4 points on the night. Tanner's needed that, or rather the Falcons needed that one. 14-9 our score. Peabody is leading. They have the basketball. Right wing three ball is around and around and around and in by Irvine. Seven. 14-9 with 3:55 to go. A timeout is called here. Scoreboard updates tonight are being brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Gerard Moynihan and Paul Halloran had their little coffee over there at Moynihan Lumber today. Great for the holidays. A lot of their vendors on hand for that. And I'm looking for, oh, here we go. And we have... not sure if this is boys basketball or girls basketball. I think this might be the, yeah, this has got to be the boys, I'm thinking. Newburyport leading Ipswich 39-30 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Let me do one more check on that, see if I can get that score for sure for you. Yes, that was a boys score. Okay. And it's brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, again, with their locations in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Ipswich. Now, yeah, it's Newburyport leading 44-35 now after three quarters. So there you go. Cape Ann League teams start at 6:30 tonight, some of those games. Other games tonight, Malden is at Revere, Winthrop at Lynn Classical, both the girls and boys are playing those games. No, actually the Malden Revere girls are not playing tonight, I believe. But I will keep you posted on some of the scores as we get them in here tonight. We'll check some more at the half for you. It'll be a little while coming up, under 4 minutes to go until halftime. Ball at midcourt, tipped away, stolen by Peabody, off for Hernandez, lays it up. Oh, he missed it. Offensive rebound, though, traveling. Turnover, Danvers basketball. Oh, the Falcons needed that. Trailing here 17-9 right now here in the second quarter. Coach Chris Timpson and his crew looking for a break, something or other here, some baskets. They have struggled with scoring this year, and that has continued here tonight in this game. Roberto in backcourt looking at some pressure put on by the Tanners. They work it up over midcourt effectively, though. DiTommaso with it, ball tipped away. Here's Peabody on the steal, the take, the spin, the shot, no, the follow-up, good. Mike Tansey with the 2 points, his first points of the night on the follow-up. 19-9 the score. Peabody leading by the 10 points. Ball stolen by Peabody just over midcourt. Down court, Hernandez right baseline. Back off on the right wing. A three. Is it good? We got a foul. It is good. So the three is good. And there's a foul on the play. I think the foul was away from the play. So Irvine with the three, right? And the foul will give the ball to Peabody. That was away from the play. Inbounds Hernandez, left wing, a three. Got it! Abian Hernandez, his second three of the night. Boom, 25-9. Peabody up on top of Danvers. Danvers trying to stay in contact here in tonight's game. Roberto up court is fouled. 2:53 to go, first half. Pentucket leading Manchester Essex by 10, 56-46 at the end of three quarters. Free throw by Roberto is good. Right now Danvers needs those free throws. They've shot actually well from the free throw line, and the shots that they've had given to them, if you will. Second one, Roberto doesn't go. Rebound, Peabody. 25-10 the score. Peabody leads. Tanner's Barker up top, off on the right wing. Irvine a three, doesn't go. Rebound Danvers. DiTommaso with the rebound. Off for Roberto, up court. From the right, comes to the middle, just over the center circle. On the left, to White, back up to Roberto. 2:23 to go. Into the paint with a pass. Ball stripped free. Coach Timpson wants a foul, doesn't get it. Now quick ball movement down court for the Tanners, and Mike Tansey lays it in on the transition. 2:17 to go in the first half, 27-10. Peabody steals again at midcourt. Here they come to the basket. Strong take. No. Follow up. Good. Basket again by Tansey after the first initial miss there by Gustin. Right back, Roberto. Strong take to the basket. He draws a foul. 1:53 to go, or 1:58 to go in the first half. Foul, two-shot foul coming up for Justin Roberto. Newburyport girls leading Ipswich 52-34 at the end of the quarter. Roberto hit that, I guess, yeah. Roberto's second free throw is good. Seven, let me just see here. 12-5, yeah. Peabody basketball up court. They are leading 29-12. Take to the basket. No. Traveling violation on the Tanners. Newburyport boys leading Ipswich 44-35 after three. I think that's the score we already had given you. Roberto seeing some pressure in backcourt on the dribble, working the ball up over midcourt. Now they break the press, take to the basket. A shot doesn't go. A block, rebound though, pulled off by the Falcons out in the corner. Roberto coming to the basket strong. A runner. He's got it. Justin Roberto. 2 points. 29-14. Peabody in the lead here. Tanner basketball. Irvine, left side. Back up top for Gustin. Around the perimeter on the right, Hernandez. Into the paint. And now a nice slick move from high-low by Tansey. His shot doesn't go. The ball goes over the end line. Out of bounds, it'll be a Danvers basketball with the Falcons trailing 29-14, 1:10 to go first half. Roberto in backcourt, working there with Yeba. Up court, the ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will be a Peabody basketball. Coach Timpson wanted a pushing foul. It is a Peabody basketball coming near. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Tanner's left corner, working it around the perimeter. Off for Irvine. Around the perimeter, down right corner. Gustin. Ball stripped free by the Falcons. Now tied up. Scramble for the ball. Danvers, rather Peabody has it. And there's a foul on the floor. It'll go on Danvers. Scrappiness here. Peabody's forced a bunch of turnovers here tonight. That's probably been the story here in this first half, especially the second quarter. Peabody began to pour it on. They led by just five at the end of the first quarter and were down early in the game to the Falcons. Here's Gustin with a free throw. It's no good. Rebound goes to Roberto in the corner. 29-14, 40 seconds to go first half. Danvers basketball, Yeba to midcourt, over to Roberto. Roberto coming to the paint, going up. Bounce pass, nice one to the left, and a nice lay-in by Valancourt. Great look there by Roberto to Valancourt for the easy lay-in left of the glass, off the glass on the left side. 29-16, still all Peabody though. 18 seconds to go first half. Hernandez out on the right wing, working up top with Gustin, letting some time go off the clock. Shot clock, game clock, the same here. And foul. And it will be an offensive foul. It'll be a Danvers basketball. They catch a break here with 3.7 seconds to go. Inbounds pass goes into forecourt. Right side back to Roberto. A runner on the rim. No, doesn't go. And that's the quarter and the half. 29-16 the score at the half here in Danvers, with Peabody leading the Falcons. It is the first game of the year for Peabody, and they've come out on fire here tonight against Danvers. And as for Danvers High School, they started well, then have been struggling trying to get the ball to go through the bucket. Now coming up at the half here in just a moment, we'll be checking in with the Ipswich boys basketball coach in an interview from Monday night's North Shore Sports Night Show. So stay with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.
stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations, in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
All right, we're back, and we have made connections with Ipswich boys basketball coach Alan LaRoche. And, Coach, welcome to MSO. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good.
Slipping and sliding, but we're all right.
Literally on the way to the house.
Coach, tell me a little bit about your background. First time we've met you, and tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are.
Well, I grew up playing basketball in high school. I went to Castleton State College in Vermont and played 4 years of basketball there. And when I graduated there, I moved to the North Shore area and got a teaching job right out of college. And then my second year of teaching, Doug Woodworth gave me the opportunity to be his freshman coach. So I started in Ipswich with the freshman team and made my way up to the varsity coaching position where I'm at right now.
Well, Ipswich, again, like so many other schools, has such a great tradition. And what's the beginning of your season? Tell me a little bit about how you guys got started and what the expectations are with your crew.
Well, our expectations is to make it to the tournament and see what happens once we do make it to the tournament. We're expecting to play hard-nosed, tough defense. You know, hold teams to around 50 points or less per game. And then, to really share the ball on offense and get multiple people in the scoring column.
Do you have a big man, Coach?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a big man?
Yes. Alex Brum is our big man this year. He's really stepped up his game since last year. He's gotten bigger. Gotten better inside with his post moves, and I think he's gonna, be a big man to reckon with in the KPN League Small.
How tall? 6'3", 6'4"?
He's about 6'4".
Yep. Okay.
All right. So you guys beat Rockport, and who was the loss to?
We ended up losing our opener to Whittier.
To Whittier. Well, tell me about the Rockport. What was the key to the Rockport game for you guys?
I think our defense. We set the tone early on with our pressure. We created a lot of turnovers early in the first quarter. We were able to knock down some shots, early on in that game that gave us confidence later in the game in the fourth quarter that we lacked a little bit in our home opener against Whittier.
So what's the style of play you want to play with these kids? Because I know from year to year, the talent is different, your size is different, the leadership of the class is different. What kind of ball do you guys want to play and expect to play?
We definitely would like to play an up-tempo style type game, trying to get as much as we can from our defense on the offensive end in transition, slow the game down, control the tempo when we need to.
Okay. How about your leaders? Who are your captains and maybe some of the guys you expect to help?
So the captains this year are Cowan McCormick, a senior guard / forward, Alex Brum, who's our center, and Zach Long, who's our shooting guard right now. We're expecting to get, some quiet leadership out of those guys, and some more vocal leadership out of Cowan right now.
Why do you say that? That's
really
funny. That's funny the way you said that.
Cowan's really stepped up and been that vocal leader so far, so I'm hoping that the other two guys will step in with him along the way.
That's funny. You read about that in the pros and so on. The guy's a vocal leader. He's a leader of the clubhouse and so on. But I'm not sure what kind of value we put that on that in high school, because I've seen, as you have, the different kinds of leaders. But when you've got a kid who's loud but can back it up, that carries a lot of weight.
Without a doubt. Cowan isn't your typical, going to score a lot of points for us type leader. He's an intelligent kid, understands the game, gets the X's and O's, and is really cerebral about things. And I think the guys really respect that about him. And that's where his leadership and his vocalness comes in, because he really knows what he's talking about when he does speak up in practice and the kids listen to him.
Great having a kid you can rely on like that. Who do you look for in the Cape Ann Small as challenges?
I think Hamilton Wenham's, going to bring back another strong team this year. And Amesbury, I think, has some younger players that have contributed over the last couple of years that are good for them as well. So those are two tough teams to deal with in the Cape Ann Small.
As always.
Not to put any of the other teams down, but I think those two are the two front runners right now to work against.
Absolutely. Oh, what's coming up this week?
We have Newburyport at home tomorrow night,
Oof.
And then we're away at Manchester Essex on Friday.
Oh, that's a couple of challenges for you right there.
Yeah, Newburyport, went and saw them play at St. John's Prep on Saturday, and they've got some tough kids coming back. We're going to have to match their physical style of play, and be able to, rebound with them, and defend, to compete with them tomorrow night.
I saw Manchester Essex last Friday night against Georgetown, and they had a very impressive win. They're very consistent throughout the game, being able to, get inside, rebounded, harassing defense, and, threw up a number of clutch threes.
Yeah, Manchester Essex has got a pretty balanced team this year, inside and out. So that'll be another tough challenge for us Friday night.
Coach, great talking with you, great meeting with you. Hope to see you during the season, and we'll get back to you. Meantime, congratulations on the good start, and have a great week. All right, we're back, and we have made connections with Ipswich boys.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Welcome back to Danvers. Just underway here in the second half. It'll be a Danvers basketball. They turn it over, give it to Peabody. Joining us right now, Pat Ballou, Danvers girls basketball coach. They defeated Peabody in hoops last night. Talk about that in just a moment. We'll just set you up here again. 29-16 our score. Peabody pull-up jump shot leading by that margin. Out in the right corner, Hernandez a three. Doesn't go. The defensive rebound by Ted Valancourt of Danvers. And up court come the Falcons. Well, Pat, tell me about what you saw in the first half between these two teams.
Peabody came out with a lot of energy. It's their first game, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the Falcons. I think if the Falcons can just slow it down a little bit and try not to speed up to Peabody's speed, they're not ready for that yet. Peabody is playing real tough defense. Danvers not getting too many second opportunities on the glass, but they'll come around. I'm sure they will.
Well, here's Taj Coakley with a take, a running runner, and a jump shot goes for him. That's his first points of the night. They've got to get points out of Taj Coakley, right?
They definitely do. Taj is their main man, and Peabody's doing a good job at keying on him and making sure everybody's around his area when he gets the ball. He's going to need some help.
Tanner miss, rebound Falcons, up court. Roberto a three from the left wing, doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down off the floor by Marcus Barker of Peabody, up court right away. Here's Irvine into the paint, lost the handle, tied up, and it'll be a held ball, and it will go Danvers' way. 29-18, 6:43 to go third quarter, just underway here in the second half. Peabody is leading Danvers here tonight in boys high school basketball. Well, Pat, tell me about your team. What's happened this year for you so far this year?
Well, we opened with Salem at home, and I thought we played pretty good against a team that's in the rebuilding stage with two new coaches. Our girls came out with a purpose. We played very well for four quarters. Everybody got a chance to play. It was a good opening game for us. A lot of intensity, a lot of unselfishness. And last night, a little bit different story. We played a tough Peabody team at their place.
Shot in the right corner doesn't go. It might be a three attempt, and there's a foul out in the right wing corner. Jake Gustin of Peabody taking the shot. Yeah, three shots coming up here from the foul line for Gustin. Tanners have missed some free throws here in the first half, leading 29-18 right now. Gustin's first free throw is no good. He'll have two more. Have you tell me about some of your players in just a moment, Pat, if you could here, just a second here. Gustin's second free throw, that's in the air. That's good. He'll have one more, one of two so far. Fouled in the act of taking a three-point shot. 30-18 the score. And this one is up, and that's no good. And Coakley gets the rebound for Danvers. One of three from the free throw line. Here's Coakley coming back. A runner off the glass. No offensive rebound tipped around by Danvers' Weimert. Down court, Peabody. Right of the lane, ball batted free. Danvers comes up with it. Right now, a little more aggressive, I think, Danvers here in the second half, Pat.
A little bit more attack mode.
Roberto to the basket, lost the handle on it. Looked like it was swatted away from him, out of bounds. It'll remain a Danvers basketball, and Roberto will inbound on the end line underneath the basket. Inbounds pass comes up to the foul line. They kick it back out on the right wing side for Valancourt from White. Coakley into the paint. Up underneath, player trying to get some position for a shot. That's Weimert. He goes up, draws a foul. Well, you might as well just put it up, Pat.
once you get in the half-court offense, you got to penetrate those gaps of the zone, and you got to kick it to people who are ready to shoot. And I think that's what Taj did. He got a nice little penetration move and dumped it down. Maybe we can get a couple of free throws here and get on a little bit of a run.
Weimert at the line for Danvers. Free throw is good. Jonathan Weimert. He'll have another. Hernandez going out of the game for Peabody. Tyler Callahan coming in. 5:45 to go third quarter. Weimert's second free throw is good. He's got three free throws tonight, and he has 7 points. Did not score in the second quarter. The earlier scoring was in the first quarter. Peabody basketball up court. Into the corner, Barker to the foul line left, down low, shot off the glass. No, the follow-up is put back up and in by Tyler Callahan. First points of the night for him. for Peabody. Now Peabody showing that press, which was bothering Danvers in the first half. Roberto breaks it, though. Comes to the paint, into the lane. Shot doesn't go, a scoop. And the Weimert tries to put it up from a tough angle. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain a Danvers basketball. Inbounds pass, Danvers underneath. Coakley goes up, swatted away from him. Hernandez has it. Hernandez on the take to the basket. A runner on the rim, no. Offensive board put up by Callahan, swatted away. Doesn't get up on the rim, and Danvers comes away with the ball. Trailing 32-20, a 12-point deficit. Coakley up top. Roberto. How many teams, Pat, have a Syracuse player? The Falcons are calling out Syracuse. I heard it in the
JV
game.
Probably 100% of the schools around here, for sure. They probably don't run it like Syracuse does,
no.
But they make their best at it.
Give me a name of one of your plays, Pat.
Siobhan Moriarty, who had an outstanding game for us last night. 16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists, 6 steals. Pretty good line for a game, and we really needed her to step forward for us, and she came through for us.
Danvers basketball, again, they trail here by 12 here, third quarter, 4:27 to go. Working it around the perimeter, 17 on the shot clock, Roberto outside. Working with White, down to Roberto, left corner, 3, doesn't go. The rebound is pulled down by Barker of Peabody. Barker weaves by a defender up over midcourt. Off for Irvine, right wing, Hernandez, a 3 is good. Avian Irvine, tough one there, back up to 15 points, 35-20 now for Peabody, Danvers basketball. Weimert off for Coakley, little space to the basket, he lays it up, he didn't get it. Hernandez the rebound, up court by Roberto, to the basket, fouled. Hooking foul.
The Peabody speed is really difficult for Danvers to keep up with.
Yeah. Pat, anyone else? Maybe tell me about a couple other players. I don't want to hold you all night here, but we do appreciate you swinging by here this evening. Yeah.
We have a couple more senior captains. Lily Montanari, who had 13 and 8 rebounds.
Inbounds pass comes to Irvine. He takes a hop and a jump, and he puts it in for the 2 points. He's got 8 now in the game. Danvers up court. We're looking at the press. Coakley takes a pass over midcourt. Comes to the baseline with a pass that goes out of bounds. One other captain?
Sarah Unscher is our third captain, our third senior forward. Again, she had a pretty good game. She was in double digits, too, with 11 points and about 6 or 7 rebounds, a couple of block shots. So that's our version of the big three, and I think that's as good as it gets.
How many soccer players do you have on your team?
Plenty.
Yeah.
And volleyball. So they bring that winning attitude, which really will help us, I think, as we get better. And every day we try to improve in practice. It's just that winning attitude. It makes a big difference.
It is a Peabody basketball left baseline. I have one more question for Pat here. They pull up jump shot from straight on, a 3 by Peabody's. Irvine doesn't go. They get the rebound out in the corner to the Tanners. Irvine, it is a shot on the left wing by Barker, doesn't go. Again, an offensive board, a take and a blocking foul. And Irvine will go to the free throw line for Peabody. Pat, just a quick thought on the league this year. What? I mean, is it the same people tough again, like the Reveres, the Classicals?
Yeah, oh sure. And you know what? There's a couple of sleepers out there. I'm gonna give the nod to Beverly. You know, Seth Stanchel, I think he's doing a great job with that school. Also Gloucester, Drew Maniz, doing a great job with the Fishermen. So you know, and I think we're pretty good too. But I know it sounds crazy, and it's a line everybody uses. But on any given night, if you don't come to play,
yeah.
And you got to have a little luck, my friend, I'll tell you that. I can tell you that from experience.
Good. All right, Pat. Well, great hat. Thanks for stopping by, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, Bill.
My pleasure. Okay, take Pat Ballou, girls basketball coach at Danvers High School. Turnover. Thanks, Pat. Take care. Yep. Again, they've got Medford coming up this week, as do the boys. So we have 2.5 minutes to play third quarter, 38-20, Peabody leading here. They weave it around outside, Gustin with it, off for Irvine up top, around to Hernandez right wing. Two-hand pass from right to the left corner. Now a dish underneath into the paint, and is it a traveling? It's a traveling. They gave it off for Tyler Callahan. He must have taken a step, but he was right in position. He squared up nicely, put it in off the glass, but the basket won't count, and it's 38-20. Danvers basketball underneath, a cut and a lay in by Teddy Valancourt. 2 points there, and it's 38-22 here in the third quarter. Timeout is called. We'll take it here. We'll be right back. We'll try to check some scores for you just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com.
Boys basketball final, Linfield all over Rockport tonight, 92-57. So that is our first final score on the Moynihan Lumber Sports Scoreboard. Doesn't mean it's the only final score. The Cape Ann League teams start a little bit earlier. Here's a girls' hoop final, Melrose over Arlington, 55-52. Beverly Girls Track won. AD Andy St. Pierre telling us the Danvers swim team won tonight. Congratulations there. See if I get one more score for you here. Maybe not. Oh, here we go. Boys basketball. Georgetown falls to Triton, 48-34. 48-34. All right, we're back underway here after the timeout. Third quarter we're in, and 2 minutes to play. A take by the Tanners doesn't go. Defensive rebound pulled down by the Falcons, and up court comes Danvers. Working it around the perimeter. Yeba for Danvers out on the left wing. Being guarded there, man-to-man by Gustin, it appears. Now they're in a zone defense. Around the perimeter do the Falcons work it. Yeba comes in, pull-up jump shot, doesn't go, battles for the rebound, tips it out of bounds. It will be a Peabody basketball off the fingertips of Yeba with a minute 35 to play in the third quarter. Peabody ball, and they're up 38-22. Now Danvers, Yeba showing a little backcourt pressure here on the Tanners. Gustin with a dribble up over midcourt. Gustin guarded by Yeba. Kick pass out on the right side. Back to Yeba, goes up, pop, step, jump shot, good. By Anthony Yeba. First points of the night. 2 points there. Did a little hop, jump step. Now the ball is knocked away by Gustin. No, that wasn't Yeba. I'm sorry. That would have been Gustin with the 2 points. My mistake here. No. Yeah, Gustin with the 2 points for Peabody High. And now it is ball knocked to the sidelines. Discussion with Coach Thad Broughton as to whose ball it is. Now, if there's a discussion, you know that the referees have given it to Danvers, and that was the case. And Danvers does get the inbounds pass in front of their own bench, sidelines left. 40-22. It is all Peabody right now here in this third quarter. Falcons outside. Here's a take to the basket, a runner, and a foul. The take to the basket by Justin D. Tommaso of Danvers High School, looking for his first points of the night. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Foul there on Tyler Callahan of Peabody, his second foul. And D. Tommaso for the free throw. He's got the first one. He'll have another. Did have a point correction for you in that first half. Jonathan Weimert, I had called a three for him out on the far corner on the wing, but it was actually a two. For Weimert. There's a free throw missed. Offensive rebound, Danvers. They kick it off it on the right side for Valancourt. Has to go chase it down. Pass underneath, doesn't go. Now we have a Danvers player hurt down underneath the basket. Peabody basketball. It's Weimert, but he's up and running now. Back into the play, and a take to the basket by Irvine is good for 2 points. Irvine of Peabody makes it 42-23. Half a minute to go, third quarter, and a foul on Danvers and Hernandez as he fouled Yeba of Danvers. Peabody foul. 29.4 seconds to play boys hockey tomorrow night. It is Lynn Jets playing at Gloucester, 7 o'clock here on MSO News Sports with Rick Moore. Thursday basketball here on MSO. It is Marblehead at Gloucester, 7 o'clock tip-off from Gloucester. Roberto of Danvers out for Yeba, a three, launching it out from the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound. Weimert out on the wing. Comes back to the basket. A jump step and a shot. No. Another effort. Got it! What an effort by Jonathan Weimert. 10 seconds to go. Peabody holds the ball outside in the third quarter. Irvine with the ball. Coming to the foul line. Going down right block. Fadeaway jumper, right baseline. No. Offensive rebound. No shot. Shot's too late. And we've come to the end of the quarter with the score Peabody 42, Danvers 25 through 3 here on MSO News Sports. We're back ahead with more the fourth quarter right after this.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Through three quarters, it is Peabody 42, Danvers 25 here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night for North Shore High School basketball. We're in Danvers tonight. A couple more games this week, as we've been telling you about. Lynn Jets hockey at Gloucester tomorrow night at 7 with Rick Moore. And then boys basketball Thursday. It is Marblehead at Gloucester at 7 o'clock. Just underway, fourth quarter here in Danvers. Peabody basketball as they set up around the perimeter. Callahan with it outside. Off on the left side, Gustin is a player I do not have the number for here. They've added a player here, number three. I apologize for that. Abian Hernandez to inbound on the sideline for Peabody. A foul away from the play, or a foul on the floor. It'll be a Peabody basketball, sidelines left. In forecourt, Hernandez to inbounds, drops a pass in backcourt to Irvine, and he'll start back over the midcourt line. 42-25 our score, just underway in the fourth quarter. Irvine pull-up jump shot, Peabody, no. Rebound pulled down by Danvers High School. Weimert on the run to over forecourt to Roberto, a three from straight on, no. Offensive board up, and no, he didn't get it. Good effort there by Justin D. Tommaso of Danvers. Got the offensive board, went back up strong, but just couldn't get it to fall. He'll go to the line for two shots. Fouled in the act of shooting. 7:25 to go in the game. Two shots for D. Tommaso. Missed the first one. D. Tommaso is a junior on this team. Peabody making a couple of substitutions. Into the game, it is Mike Tanzi. Second free throw is around and in by Di Tommaso. One of two from the foul line for Di Tommaso. 42-26 the score. Peabody leads. They have the basketball. Barker, right of the lane. Kick out in the right corner. A three from there. No. Off the fingertips of Irvine. Offensive rebound. Three shot and doesn't go. And it is a Danvers rebound. Yeba. Over midcourt, to the foul line, to the paint, a runner doesn't go. Yeba goes down, the defensive rebound is pulled down by Tanzi of Peabody. Up court on the right, Barker, flying to the basketball. Kicks it out to Hernandez, right corner, a three. No, an offensive rebound, back up, and around and out. But there's a foul. And this player that I do not have his name for, number three, going to the line. Maybe your parents know. Number three. Sorry about this. Free throw is in the air and good. Mystery player. Mystery to us. Yeba out. Coakley back in. I believe that was a sub. Yeba going out. And here is the second free throw with 6:48 to play in the game. It's good. Two free throws. Nice looking shot. And it's 44-26 Peabody. Here we are in the fourth quarter. Under 7 minutes to play. Danvers throws it away. In backcourt, trying to break that press. It's been tough for Danvers. Peabody's applying some pressure. Coach Ballou talking about the Peabody speed bothering Danvers here tonight, and that's been the case. Pat Ballou, the girls' basketball coach at Danvers High School. Those two teams played last night. Danvers coming up with a win. There's a three ball from the left corner by that player, and that's good. Ball tipped around, stolen by Danvers, off for Hernandez. A take to the basket, a runner down the rim, doesn't go. Defensive board pulled down by DiTomaso of Danvers, and there's a foul there. And we're not into the penalty situation yet, so it'll be a Danvers basketball on the end line coming back up court. 6:20 to go in the game. 47-26, Peabody. Here's Taj Coakley of Danvers weaving over midcourt on the right side. Cross court left to Roberto. Into the paint. Back off on the left side. A shot doesn't go. Taken there by Weimert. I had a nice look at the basket, though. Shot was deflected. Down court, a shot missed by Peabody. Right back on the attack. Danvers, they kick it back out on the right side. There's a reach-in foul. And DiTomaso was the ball carrier. Foul on the floor. It'll be a Danvers basketball on the end line. Now, Coach, we have a foul-out situation here. It is Tansy, I think, has just fouled out of the game. And so Coach Betancourt will bring his Thad Broughton will bring his team over to talk to them. We're brought to you tonight in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire, and also the Gloucester House. They've got some big news to share with you this holiday season. Their Sunday brunch is back. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. Also check out fabulous Fridays each Friday. Check out their Friday specials. The Gloucester House, 63 Rogers Street in Gloucester and at gloucesterhouse.com. Free throw is in the air and good by DiTomaso. He'll have another. 1-1. That was a 1-1 for DiTomaso, so he made the first, so he will get the bonus. Second one's in the air, and he's got it. All net. And a timeout has been called here with 5:53 to play in tonight's fourth quarter. We'll take it. We'll back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
All right, I think we got a boys basketball final. Malden over Revere, 75-52. Saw Malden Friday night. They are a nice-looking basketball team, to be quite honest with you. Coach Don Nally there does a nice job for Malden basketball. Here's Hernandez of Peabody off the timeout, coming in and laying it in from straight on. 49-28. He came off the bench tonight, but boy, he had a very good game here tonight for the Tanners. Roberto of Danvers on the take to the basket. A scoop shot doesn't go. Defensive rebound by Irvine of Peabody. Up court on the dribble himself. Off on the right, a runner off the rim by Gustin. Rebound, Danvers. With it there is Kyle White. Up over midcourt on the right side to Roberto in the corner. Back down into the paint off on the left for Valancourt. Pull up jump shot, and the paint doesn't go. Contested. Shot could not fall. 49-28. Peabody is leading over Danvers. Taj Coakley over on the bench over here. He's hurt himself of something or other here. So he might have been a little, you know, he's nursing that knee situation from earlier. So that's unfortunate. They're applying some ice, I believe, up to his right leg or knee. Ball thrown out of bounds right near us here. Have we got any other scores here tonight? I'm sure we'll have some more in our post-game show here tonight. Peabody inbounds, Barker in backcourt, seeing some pressure by Danvers now in the backcourt, trailing here 49-28 here in the fourth quarter, 4:44 to play. This number three has the basketball. Again, we don't have his name. Drops it off for Barker and off on the right wing, a pull-up jump shot, air ball, but pulled down. It was off the fingertips of Gustin. Ball stolen away by Danvers High School. Weimert to the corner, knocked away from him out of bounds, and then off of him. Turnover, Peabody basketball. Well, it's been a tough night for Danvers. They broke out on top to an early lead early in the first quarter, but after that, Peabody kind of began to light it up a little bit. Again, Malden boys over Revere tonight in basketball. 49-28. Just over 4 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here in Danvers, Peabody is leading. Gustin of Peabody up top, letting some time run off the clock. Two on the shot clock. Here's a shot on the left wing. No. Rebound pulled down there by Armani Vargas of Danvers. Right wing, Yeba, a three. His first points of the night. Anthony Yeba of Danvers nailing a three. It's 49-31. Backcourt pressure, a trap at midcourt by the Danvers defense, but the Tanners break it. Another trap just over midcourt. Here's a take to the basket, and a ball is lost. Turnover, Peabody, Danvers basketball. Up court, White on the fly, stops, pulls it off in the right wing corner. Yeba a shot, no. That was a three from the right corner. Peabody rebound, pulled down there by Tyler Callahan, drops it off for Jake Gustin. Up court, slow dribble to the right over midcourt. On the right, goes back left with a pass to Irvine out top. Peabody letting some time run off the clock here. 16 on the shot clock, 3 in the game. At number 3 with the ball up top. Irvine with it in the baseline, comes in, now spins up high into the paint. Foul line jump shot, taken there, missed. Second effort going up, and a foul. Tyler Callahan took that first shot, missed it, then got his own rebound, came back strong to the basket, draws the foul on the second effort. Seems some very good second efforts by players here tonight, really on both teams, a couple of them. Playing top inside. So here is Peabody's Tyler Callahan at the free throw line for two shots, misses the first. He'll have another. Aramanga into the game for Danvers. Sharik Aramanga. A couple of other players into the game for Danvers as well. Second free throw by Callahan. That's good. One of two from the line for him. 50-31. Yeba of Danvers with the basketball up over midcourt. Almost lost it on the sideline. Saves it. Ball stripped away. Peabody has it. Up court. Scramble for the ball. Loose ball. Danvers has it. They're battling hard here. Giving off for Yeba. Yeba coming to the basket. Left side. Jumps up and off the glass and in. Anthony Yeba. He's got 5 points. All of them here in this fourth quarter. 50-33. Danvers to the paint. Out to Irvine. Peabody to the paint, rather. Out to Irvine. And then Irvine's shot is short, but he'll go to the line as he was fouled. 2:10 to play in the game. 50-33 Peabody. And Peabody will go to, no, it'll be, yeah, they'll go to the foul line. More subs coming into the game here for both teams here. Pat Regal into the game for the Tanners. Pasha Madden into the game for Peabody with 2:10 to play. So this one is pretty much decided. Not a shooting foul here. It'll be a Peabody basketball on the end line in the inbound. Tanners hold it up top. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Irvine with it. He's still in the game. Kicks it back off to that number three. Got it. Oh, man. He's got 8 points here, all coming in the fourth quarter. And I wish I could tell you his name. I'll try to get it for you during the break if we can. Tyler Holness with 22 points for Malden tonight. 6 assists in their win over Revere. Yeba of Danvers is fouled at the foul line. He'll He falls to the floor after the foul. Probably the smallest player out on the court right now will go to the free throw line. Got some more subs coming into the game. Finally going out of the game is Jake Irvine into the game. Got another Peabody player. I'm sorry, I don't have the number for. They probably added some right at the end here from the JBs. Shot is missed by Yeba. The offensive rebound pulled down by Danvers. Pulling it down was Armani Vaughn. No, check that. That's not Vaughn. That is Ricky Montes de Oca, a senior, and he will go to the free throw line. Free throw is up, and it's on the rim, bouncing. No, doesn't go. Rebound loose to the floor, and Peabody has the basketball. Scramble for it there, and up court comes the Tanners with a minute 24 to go in the game. Leading big are the Tanners. Player weaving around out there. That being Regal with the dribble. Eight on the shot clock. Ball to Regal. Kicks it off on the left, back to Regal in the paint. Little deflection and a foul underneath before the shot. With a minute 7 seconds to play in the game. This one here is decided. We will try to check scores. We had a Linfield over Rockport tonight in boys basketball, 92-57. Malden over Revere tonight in boys action. Shot is missed. Rebound goes to Danvers. Up court, the Falcons, they're on the fly. This is Amiga. Shot missed, and the ball is knocked off a Peabody player out of bounds. It'll be a Danvers basketball. Inbounds pass comes out into the corner. Danvers basketball. 48 seconds to go in the game. A three from the right wing doesn't go. Defensive rebound pulled down by Peabody High School. Dishing it off there to Madden, Pasha Madden. He comes with a pull-up jump shot. He's got it. First points of the game for him, just into the game. 30 seconds to play. 55-33 our score. Peabody is leading Danvers. Yeba shot, no good. He's fouled. 25 seconds to play in the game. Chant here by the Peabody fans here tonight. It will come in big numbers. Good crowd on hand here for both sides here tonight. Hockey tomorrow night here on MSO. It is Lynn Jets at Gloucester, 7 o'clock faceoff with Rick Moore. Yeba's free throw is no good for Danvers. His first miss of the night from the free throw line. First attempt, too, actually. Second free throw, Yeba, to come to the basket to the near end here. And it's in the air, and he's got that one. And he also has 6 points on the night. Peabody basketball, foul in backcourt. Foul is on Armanga of Danvers. And we're into the penalty situation. Are we in the double bonus? No, just the penalty situation. So a 1-1. Madden of Peabody going to the free throw line for the 1-1. Ball's in the air. Oh, got two shots. I think there's a mistake. Let's see. Oh, he's got two shots. Oh, no. Okay. It was a 1-1. The official made a mistake, so they're giving the ball to Danvers on the inbounds. And the Falcons have it up court. Little weave, a little knock, ball knocked free. Danvers gets it, and there's a foul. Still out there fouling. Both teams playing hard defensively. 12.6 seconds to play in the game. Armanga at the line for Danvers. He'll have two shots. Foul outside, but they're in the double bonus right now are the Falcons. Free throw is good. It's his first points of the game. Mm-hmm. 55-35 the score. Second free throw is good. 55-36. 12.6 seconds to play. Peabody basketball. Danvers backs off a little bit up to midcourt. 8 seconds. Ball outside on the wing. 5 seconds. Peabody holding the ball. And 1 second. That's it. They don't take a shot. And the game ends. 55-36, our final score. We're back with a quick recap in a moment.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Avian Hernandez leads Peabody off the bench with 15 points, leading the way. Jake Irvine with 11 points for the Tanners. Those are our top scorers in tonight's game. For the Peabody Tanners, actually number three off the bench, had 8 points for Peabody. Irvine with 11, Hernandez with 15, again for Peabody, leading the way for Danvers. At Ted Betancourt with 8 points, his teammate Jonathan Weimert with 7 points, Anthony Yeba with 6, and Justin Roberto with 5 for Danvers. Our final score, 55-36. Peabody 1-0 on the year, Danvers falls to 0-3. Looking ahead for these two teams, it is Peabody hosting Malden on Thursday night, and Danvers will host Medford on Thursday night. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Bill Newell. And once again, our final score, Peabody over Danvers tonight, 55-36. You've been listening to MSONewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a good night and a good weekend. Live tomorrow night, hockey. It is Lynn Jets at Gloucester at 7 o'clock.